ESPN Blacksburg is W226AT Christiansburg, WPIN-AM Dublin, and W246CR Christiansburg.
It's the Drive Sports Center at the top of the hour. Injury issues for the Eagles, they just keep coming. Eagles wide receiver DeSean Jackson, he will miss significant time with an ankle injury. Jackson suffered a high ankle sprain during Thursday night's win. The early indications that he will not need surgery but will be out for an extended period of time. Speaking of last night and Thursday night, football actually had a pretty good game as the Eagles defeat the Giants 22-21. Turns out Carson Wentz, yeah, that guy's still pretty good. Throws for 359 and two touchdowns. The Eagles at 2-4-1. They lead the NFC East. Happening tonight in Major League Baseball, series tied at 1-1. We will have Game 3. Walker Buehler will go for the Dodgers. Charlie Morton on the mound for the Rays. That game is at 8 o'clock on Fox. For your ESPN Sports Center, I'm Nathan Brennan.
No matter how hard I'm trying to. Scott Nason.
I won't. Scott.
Nah, I'm not drinking anymore on weekdays.
Scott Nason.
Absolutely, let's go.
Kicking off a Friday the right way, gentlemen, with none other than Scott Nason joining us today. What's happening?
Wow, what a pleasant surprise, guys. I appreciate you inviting me on your show to lead off what I'm sure will be a great show on Friday, so thanks for having me on.
It's going to be a bleep show, and you know it. That's how we roll. By the way, it is The Drive on your local radio station. Paul Van Wagner, Nathan Brennan, Andrew Alex, Scott Nason, and all of you.
Scott, first things first, we need a weather report from Northern Michigan. What's going on, bro?
Yeah, I'm currently in my car. We have a lot of rain and starting to mix a little bit with those snow flurries, and it doesn't look any better next week. So winter is making a slight appearance, and by all indications, and why wouldn't in 2020 be a bad winter? It looks like we're going to get a lot of snow up here this season.
About 3 hours to the west of you in Marquette, Michigan, snow happening as we speak, Scott Nason.
Good times.
Gotta love it. All right, gentlemen, we are going to do contender or pretender. We're going to take a look at the top 15 in ESPN's power ranking, and we're going to determine whether or not these teams are contenders to win the NFL or pretenders. And we're going to start with the Las Vegas Raiders. Nathan Brennan?
The problem is they play in the AFC West, so you're obviously not going to win the division with Kansas City there. Mm-hmm. I like the offensive line. I like the addition of Henry Ruggs. Mm-hmm. I still have always believed in Derek Carr. Defense is obviously going to be the question, but you look at the Raiders handed the Chiefs their only loss. I'm going to go ahead and say a contender.
Wow. Scott Nason, honestly, what say you?
I'm on the border with these guys. You know, the AFC West, top to bottom, doesn't look as strong as maybe we thought at the beginning of the season. I think people expected a little more out of the Chargers and the Broncos. So I think they have enough to be contenders, especially with the playoff format this year. More teams get in. Are they going to win the AFC? No, but I think they got a good shot. Hopefully their line can hold up this week, but I'm also going to say they're contenders.
Now, looking at this Raiders team, it's tough, but as much as I like the addition of Henry Ruggs, and I think the running back Jacobs is really good, they have a solid offensive line, I just don't know if a Derek Carr to Henry Ruggs and Tyrell Williams as your main connections through the air is like a Super Bowl-worthy group. And
Darren Waller, top five tight end.
No, Darren Waller's good, I'll give him that, but I just, If by contender we mean contending for the Super Bowl, I just don't see it. I'm going to call them a pretender.
My issue with the Raiders is they seem to play to their competition, right? They beat the Panthers, which they should. Then they beat the Saints, which I think surprised a lot of people. Then they lose to the Patriots and the Bills. I mean, there's not a lot of shame in that, but you just kind of, you have 2 weeks where you don't show up, but then you show up and you play against the Chiefs. I just think they're too inconsistent. And
they're not going to have home playoff games.
No.
Like,
no.
So you're going to have to win four in a row on the road to win the Super Bowl. I just don't see it.
And to both of your points, I like Darren Waller. I think he's a really good tight end, like maybe to bordering on great tight end. We'll see how that plays out over the course of the next few years. But if he's your leading receiver, that kind of scares me. I'm going to say that the Raiders are a pretender. Scott Nason, tell me about the New England Patriots at number 14. Contender or pretender?
Boy, I don't know. I'm not sure what to make of this team. You know, offensively, they have challenges this year. However, Bill Belichick is coaching that team. And I think a lot's going to show this weekend as far as maybe where I put them. But right now, with all the other teams in the AFC, if I'm putting the Raiders as a contender, I think I got to leave New England out. So I'm calling them pretender.
I am also calling New England a pretender. And I just think it's because you had so many guys that opted out. There's too many unknowns here. I like what they have as a base. I think next year they automatically become a contender again, depending on what they do in the draft. I just feel like there's too many guys missing, Nathan. I got New England as a pretender.
There are two teams in this top 15 that I thought I just really don't know. It's the Patriots is one, and it's also the Bears, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
The Patriots, I don't understand, because you lose by 5 to the Seahawks. You're legitimately a snap away from winning that game on the road, but then you come back, you lose to the Chiefs. I know they had Brian Hoyer, whatever have you. You get Cam Newton back, you lose to the Broncos by 6 at home. There's just too many inconsistencies here. I see him as a pretender.
Andrew?
You know, I've said it once, I'll say it a million times. I'm not going to doubt Bill Belichick until he literally is eliminated from the playoffs. I have to consider them a contender. They made the AFC Championship game, 10 years in a row, at least?
Yeah.
They're always in it. And, I mean, if Nathan's theory is that Tom Brady was holding them back last year, that he wasn't very good, which, remains to be seen, but at the end of the day, with Cam Newton, if they get going a little bit, Bill Belichick can make those coaching adjustments in the playoffs on the defensive side of the ball that will keep them in it. So I'll call him a contender.
All right, that's fair. Andrew, let's stick with you and the Cleveland Browns. Your boy Jimmy Cleveland in Cincinnati this weekend at his sister's wedding. Sad day. We just lost Scott Nason for crying out loud, Nathan.
Call him back.
Sad day. The single guys in the room lose another Prietel sister, but that's okay. Andrew, Alex, what do you say about the Cleveland Browns? Where are you at with them?
Sorry, you got me there. Cleveland Browns, I'll call them pretenders. No, I thought they were good. I looked at them as a top 10 team, but in the two games against the teams in their division that they need to beat, the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers, they've lost by like a combined 70 to like 10.
Yeah.
So
embarrassing.
They can't get over the hump that has been in front of them for the entirety of their franchise history.
Right.
And it's hard to go to the Super Bowl winning games on the road. I just don't see the Cleveland Browns doing it. Suspect defense, and Baker Mayfield is just too average. He's not a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Browns, Lions, Washington, the Jets. They all fall into that same category for me. Cleveland will always be a pretender until they prove otherwise, and they may have to prove otherwise a couple of times. Scott, where are you at with them?
I'm like you guys. I mean, and again, I look at the division. Are they going to finish ahead of Pittsburgh and Baltimore? I don't think so. And so I think they're even going to struggle to make the playoffs. So, until they prove it to me, I'm with you, Paul. I'll pretender.
Nathan Brennan?
Out of this top 15, this was the number one pretender on my list.
Ooh.
Like Andrew said, the two real tests that the Browns have had this season were the Ravens on the road start out the season. You lose by 32. Okay, you get a win over the Bengals, the Washington football team, and the Cowboys, who have looked to just be awful this season. They're looking at a top 10 draft pick at this point in time. They do beat the Colts, thanks to Phillip Rivers. And then you play the Steelers, and you lose by 31. This team is not built to beat Super Bowl contending teams. This is 100% a pretender.
All right. Number 12 on the NFL Power Rankings list is the Indianapolis Colts. They have an aged quarterback who's getting a little long in the tooth. Their all-pro linebacker, who was possibly a defensive player of the year, seems to be riddled with injuries. Yep. They've lost Marlon Mack. I do like Jonathan Taylor, even though he gouged my Michigan Wolverines last year for like 782 yards on the ground. I think he's still actually running against the Jim Harbaugh defense. But I don't know that the Indianapolis Colts have what it takes to be a contender this year. Although I will say that they are on my watch list for next year. Nathan Brennan, I have the Colts as a pretender.
You know what my answer is going to be.
I do.
I have them as a contender, but the issue is obviously going to be the quarterback position. We've seen Philip Rivers look great in games, and we've seen him legitimately be the reason that the Colts lose to the Browns. So I agree with you, Paul. I think they'll become more of a contender next year, especially if you're able to get a quarterback like Stafford, Carr, Wentz, Darnold, all the likes. I know Scott's feeling towards Matt Stafford. I think if he's in the correct organization, he is a Super Bowl contending type of quarterback. I think they're a contender. I'm interested to see what Andrew says about this.
Andrew?
I'll go with pretender. I mean, they haven't beaten anyone good other than the Bears, and it's just, you know, you won that game scoring 19 points. Yeah. At the end of the day, they have a good defense, don't get me wrong, but it's the same thing I'm going to say when the Bears come up. In the playoffs, when you have to face good offenses week after week after week, you can't rely, a mediocre offense just simply isn't going to get it done. Their defense is good, they're not that good, let up 27 points to the Bengals last week, and they had to come back and win. It's, they're a good team. They're going to make the playoffs, but I just don't see them advancing more than one round, possibly.
Scott Nason, what do you think?
I echo what Andrew said there. I mean, this is a team that can make the playoffs, but, you know, Philip Rivers in the playoffs hasn't had a great track record as far as, you know, getting his team there. Next year, maybe, and please take Matt Stafford. I beg of you.
I hate to say it, but I do agree. I do agree with Nathan. I really think that in the right organization, in the right system, Matt Stafford could potentially be a legitimate NFL contending quarterback. Scott Nason, the Chicago Bears come in at number 11, division foe. I can assure you, I am not buying the Bears. Scott, where are you at with them?
You know, I think it's going to finally catch up to them as far as winning these games ugly. And you just look at, you know, the defense is good, but they're not the Bears defense that you're used to. The offense is mediocre. I think Nick Foles, you know, he seems to be a good bullpen guy, you know, when he comes out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
But as far as, you know, when he's the starter, track record, maybe not as much. I just think there's too many other teams in the NFC that have more weapons. They have better defenses. And so I'm going to call the Chicago Bears a pretender.
I also have the Chicago Bears as a pretender. I feel like when you look at this team, they've overachieved so far. Yes, they're 5-1, but when you look at the five teams that they've beaten, there's not really anything on that list that jumps off at you where you go, wow, that's a really good game. In fact, the one game that was kind of that litmus test was against the Indianapolis Colts, and they lost that game. So I have the Bears as a pretender. Nathan Brennan, what say you?
I'm not sure why you guys have them as a pretender. I think if the Chicago Bears can somehow get home field advantage throughout the NFC, you're playing in Soldier Field, you're going to be playing in the cold. Nick Foles has proven in the past, insert his Super Bowl MVP, that he can compete in the playoffs. And the Browns, like you said, probably not the defense that we're accustomed to seeing, but they're still a great defense. I think defense wins championships, and I think they're a serious contender.
The Bears?
Yep.
Nope. Same thing as the Colts. They had, like, you look at their scoring offense, they're like 27th out of 31, or 32, whatever it is. They're not good offensively.
Yep.
Like, the Bears, the best team that the Bears have beaten, I mean, they shut down the Bucks. I'll give them that. But the Bucks aren't a finished product yet. Chicago, it's their, you know, wins over the Lions, the Giants, and the Falcons, who have a combined 2 wins.
Three?
Yeah. Again, they're a good story. They'll make the playoffs now that they've accumulated 5 wins. There's more wins on the schedule for them. But at the end of the day, you have to have somewhat of a scoring offense to win a Super Bowl, and the Bears just simply don't have that.
Andrew, stick with us here. The Los Angeles Rams come in at number 10. What do you say?
The Rams are a weird one for me, man. I just can't get a grip on the Rams. Their offense isn't what it used to be, but, I mean, Cooper Kupp and Jared Goff just have this, like, best friend chemistry that seems to always work. Defensively, I mean, you have the best in the league when it comes in Aaron Donald, but at the same time, you lost to a hobbled 49ers team that had just gotten absolutely kicked in the A by Ryan Fitzpatrick the week before, and the week before that, they nearly lost to a New York Giants team that, if anyone had the pleasure of watching that football game last night, I feel sorry for you because they can't score at all.
Right.
You know, I'm going to call them a pretender for now until this offense can really get going and they can prove to me otherwise. I like the Rams' defense, but is that enough? I don't think so.
Scott Nason, what do you say?
You know, I look at the NFC, and there's not a lot of contenders that I'd have, and the Rams are on that fence. But, again, this is a team that's been there before. They've made a Super Bowl. You know, the offense looks better. You still have Aaron Donald, you know, and he's a big X factor on any squad. And so I'm going to call them a contender just because I don't have a lot of NFC teams right now that I've picked.
Nathan Brennan.
This is a weird one, man. I'll say contender just because I've been buying the Rams all season. I think Sean McVay is the best coach in the NFL, and I think we've seen in the past that coaching can get you to the Super Bowl. I know that they did end up losing to the Patriots in one of the ugliest Super Bowls we've ever seen, but like Andrew said, I mean, you have a great defensive line. They're able to, they're good at the positions that they need to be, right? Like Jared Goff is good. They have good receivers. They have a decent offensive line. It's there's a lot of pieces with this team, and I like Scott said, I don't know if there really are that many NFC contenders.
I don't know why, but I just feel like they're the same team as the Bears. I have them as a pretender also. Nathan Brennan, New Orleans Saints, where are you at with them?
Oh my goodness. I'll have a caveat to this. With Michael Thomas, I will say a contender. I think we are really being shown now how important he is to that offense and how important he is to a, now what, 41-year-old Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
With him healthy, I think they're a contender. Without Michael Thomas, I think a pretender.
New Orleans Saints, Andrew Alex, what do you say?
You know, with Michael Thomas on the field, they're obviously a good team. They've been knocking on the door, and they are built to win right now. Right now, we just haven't seen the results in the field. I worry about Drew Brees's, you know, aging.
Yeah.
Father Time catches everyone, and we saw with Peyton Manning at the end of his career that sometimes you can go from MVP caliber to like a joke in a very, very short period of time once you're in your 40s. So I don't really know about the Saints. I can see myself switching if you get a couple of good performances out of them. That starts this week in Carolina. But from what they've put on the field so far, I can't say that they're a contender.
That's fair. Scott Nason, what do you say?
Yeah, another one that's kind of on the fence with me as well. But when you have Alvin Kamara and you have Michael Thomas and they're both healthy, I think that in itself makes the team a contender. And you have Drew Brees. Yes, his arm strength is questionable this year, throwing those long bombs that we've seen in the past, but it's still the Saints. You got Kamara, you got Thomas, and a decent defense. I have them as a contender.
I have the Saints as a contender also. I mean, Drew Brees is probably the second best quarterback in NFL history behind Tom Brady. The numbers say that, so I'm going to go with that. He's been underrated and underappreciated his entire career. First ballot Hall of Famer, no doubt in my mind about that. And I agree, Scott, the running game is going, and you just, they'll find something in the passing game. The Buffalo Bills, gentlemen, have been exposed over the last couple of weeks. This is a team that last week, had we done this, I might have considered them a contender. 2 weeks ago, they definitely were a contender. This week, I'm not really sure. I mean, they've got some pieces. Their defense is supposed to be pretty decent, but they've shown that against elite talent, they just, I mean, they lost to the Chiefs. They lost to the Titans. I just don't know if, in order to win the AFC, like, you're going to have to beat those two teams, right? Like, So the fact that they lost to them, I don't know that I can buy the Bills right now as a contender, at least not for the Super Bowl. I think they're a playoff team. I think they might be able to win a playoff game. But eventually, like I say, you're going to face Tennessee. You're going to face Kansas City. You've already shown that you can't beat them. You can't even run with them. Like, you're not even in their league. I'm going to call the Buffalo Bills a pretender, Nathan Brennan.
I'm going to have to agree with you, Paul. I love what I'm seeing out of Josh Allen through the first 6 weeks of the NFL season, seven weeks, whatever it is. He's at the top of the MVP list, right? Sure. I mean, you can't have an MVP discussion without at least mentioning him. It's just, the defense is good. I just, when I look at this team, I just feel like there's something missing. And I don't know what that something is. It's just, as the way that they're currently constructed, I just do not see this team as a series contender.
Andrew? Is the defense even good? I mean, like, they were good last year.
Yeah.
They have good players. They're letting up a ton of points, ton of yards.
Yeah.
Like, they won, close games against decent teams in Miami, the Rams, and the Raiders, but they did so because Josh Allen was playing out of this world.
Yeah.
Against the two most recent opponents, better teams, the Titans and the Chiefs, Josh Allen came back down to earth, and what you saw is a defense that wasn't able to hold up, especially against Tennessee, allowing 42 points. If you're going to have to rely on Josh Allen to play MVP caliber football to win every game, you're not going to win in the playoffs. So, no, I don't think the Buffalo Bills are a contender, which is sad because I thought they were.
Yeah. Scott Nason.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I mean, Buffalo is a good team, and they're going to be good moving forward, but, you know, look at what has happened the last couple of weeks, Baltimore and Tennessee. I just have a hard time seeing, or Kansas City, I have a hard time seeing Buffalo making a run where they're probably going to have to beat at least two of the teams I just mentioned.
Right.
So I have them as a pretender as well.
Yeah. Scott, what about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Where are you at with them?
Well, I picked them for the Super Bowl, Paul, so I got to certainly keep with them. I think this is an outfit that's growing with confidence. They're getting a running game, which I don't think many people thought they would get. They're getting their defense playing a lot better, and you got Tom Brady, and that's all that needs to be said. So I have them as a contender.
Well, I already said that Tom Brady was the greatest of all time. I'm going to stick with that. He's starting to find Rob Gronkowski in the passing game. This is a team that I still think makes some noise. I'll go ahead and call Tampa Bay a contender also. Nathan Brennan, I know you love you some Tom Brady.
I feel like it would be foolish to say that they're not a contender. Obviously, if you're 4-2, the defense has shown up throughout the first 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady, I know he's struggled. He's had his issues. Mm-hmm. But once he gets into the playoffs, we've seen what he can do, even at an older age. I don't think they will win the Super Bowl, but I think that they probably will be in the playoffs and make some serious moves.
Great take right there. Nathan Brennan said they're not a playoff team.
We'll see.
Earlier in the season. But here we go. Yeah, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are absolutely a contender. They have, I think at this point, one of the best defenses in the NFL if you look at, like, holistically. Yeah, they're great. Again, Nathan's whole ragging on Tampa Bay was just ragging on Tom Brady. And no one's saying that Tom Brady's that good, but he's good enough to win them football games with all the weapons they have on the outside. They haven't even played a full-strength game yet, and they're 4-2.
Yeah.
They knock off the Green Bay Packers, who we previously thought were the best team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are absolutely contenders, especially if they can really develop some offensive chemistry by the end of the season going into the
playoffs. How do you feel about the Green Bay Packers, Andrew Alex?
Oh, yeah, the Green Bay Packers are also a contender. I mean, one bad game for Aaron Rodgers. A couple picks. It was a good defense, very uncharacteristic of him. Overall, we've seen Green Bay score a lot of points. They did not do that on Sunday, slightly concerning. NFL teams lose games sometimes. I'm not going to overreact. The Green Bay Packers are absolutely a contender.
Here, let's do this, because the top six, probably we would assume, are contenders. Out of these six, you have to pick one that's a pretender. I already know who I'm going to say. The Packers, Titans, Ravens, Steelers, Chiefs, and Seahawks. Out of those six teams, which team is the most likely to be a pretender?
Ravens?
I would say the Ravens.
I think the Ravens, yeah. I mean, if we have to pick one of those, just simply because I'm not 100% sold on Lamar Jackson's ability to pass in key times.
Come back to football.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Now that,
Nathan has good takes. Nathan has bad takes. Bad take before the season.
Yeah.
That the Buccaneers aren't good. Good take. Lamar Jackson has totally plateaued, just like he said that he would.
Yes.
And, you know, even like we were hanging out with Steve Adams a couple nights ago, biggest Ravens fan we know.
Yeah.
He's a little worried about this because Lamar Jackson just doesn't look like he's. And, you know, went, like, think about, like, the Wildcat offense in Miami a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It worked like a charm, but then you give coaches more time to figure it out, and they get scheme against you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that might be what's happening with Baltimore. They're a good football team overall,
yeah,
so they'll be able to get into the playoffs. They might win a playoff game, but I'd actually be really surprised if they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kevin
yeah.
Bowen.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. Scott Nason, what do you think? Are the Packers a contender or a pretender?
I think the Packers are a contender, again, in the NFC, which is a little weaker, in my opinion, than the AFC, especially the top teams. And if I had to pick one of those six, I would agree with you guys. I think Baltimore is it. Again, one of these teams would have to beat Tennessee and or Kansas City. And, you know, I think Baltimore's been figured out a little bit. Lamar Jackson, while he's still one of the best quarterbacks in the league, you're not seeing those long runs that he got. And if you get ahead of that team, Baltimore is not built to come back, it seems. Yeah. So Packers contender, Baltimore of the top six, the pretender of that group.
Okay. We're running short on time. I think we can all assume that the other four teams, the Seahawks, the Chiefs, the Steelers and the Titans are all contenders.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Scott Nason, what do you think about the let's just one at a time here. I'm just going to rapid fire. Scott Nason, give me your take on the Tennessee Titans. What do you think?
Okay. No doubt contenders. I mean, that team is built, and you saw what happened last year. I think they're getting better, so they're definitely a contender.
I believe in the Pittsburgh Steelers right now, personally. The loss of Devin Bush is going to be tough. Probably one of the greatest plays in all of college football happened before the game when he tore up the turf at Spartan Stadium. But Devin Bush will forever be one of my favorite Michigan Wolverines. That's a tough loss, but I'm buying Big Ben right now. Nathan Brennan, what do you think about the Kansas City Chiefs?
I think the Kansas City Chiefs have been the Super Bowl favorites, and I don't see any of that changing anytime soon.
Andrew Alex, Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, I mean, they're letting up a lot of points on defense, but Russell Wilson has shown that it doesn't really matter. They've been able to outgun everybody. Totally a contender.
Scott Nason, Michigan State kicks off this week. Are you excited to watch the Aggies of East Lansing University take to the football field?
Well, I'm happy to have Big Ten football back. Certainly, low expectations for Michigan State. I think 4-4 is a good season. If they can't beat Rutgers, well, then it's going to be a long season for Michigan State.
That's fair. Where can our listeners get more great Scott Nason loving content from you?
TheGameSportsShow.com and TheGameSportsShow.podbean.com. Brand new edition Monday night locally, and lots of good sports content for free.
Thanks for jumping in with us today. We appreciate you, my man.
Hey, as I said yesterday, gentlemen, have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, take care.
Let's do it.
Scott Nason, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, versus the spread, hey, I had a good week. The rest of them, they were okay. It's the drive.
Let's do it. You're listening to ESPN Blacksburg, where sports rule. 93.1, 97.1, and online at ESPNBlacksburg.com.